survey, half of likely voters say Biden doing a poor job of handling immigration issues. By Hannah Blow on April 9, 2021. Half of U.S. likely voters say President Biden is doing a poor job of handling issues related to immigration, a Rasmussen Report survey released Thursday found. The survey, taken April 5 to 6 among 1,000 likely voters, asked respondents to rate Biden's handling of issues related to immigration. Respondents could choose from excellent, good, fair, poor, or not sure. Of those surveyed, 50% chose poor. One-fifth, or 21%, said good, followed by excellent. 14%, fair, 11%, and not sure, 2%. Opinions appear to be sharply divided by party lines. A majority of Republicans and independent voters, 81% and 54%, respectively, said Biden is doing a poor job handling immigration-related issues. Democrat opinions are more positive, as 62% rate his handling of the issue as either excellent or good. Per Rasmussen, Biden's ratings on immigration issues, however, are far worse than former President Trump's. In July 2019, 34% of voters rated Trump excellent on his handling of immigration and another 12% said Trump was doing a good job on immigration. The survey coincides with the rush on the southern border, which GOP critics attribute to Biden rolling back key Trump-era policies, such as the Remain in Mexico policy, and restarting catch and release, which sees officials releasing illegal immigrants into the U.S. interior as they await their asylum hearings. An APNORC poll released this week showed 72% of American adults identify illegal immigration as posing a direct threat to the United States. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is among Democrats who believe, despite the surge on the southern border, that the U.S. is on a good path at the border under the leadership of President Biden. It's about restructuring how we do what is happening there, because we were in a very bad situation under the Trump administration, she said this week. Even the establishment media outlet Washington Post acknowledged that March proved to be the busiest month along the Mexico border in nearly two decades, with authorities taking 172,331 migrants into custody.